Our processional hymn is hymn number 257, O Come, O Come Emmanuel. And before you get really scared when you turn to it, hymn number, we're only singing four verses. We're saying verses 1, 4, 5, and 6. So it's not in the bulletin that way, but verses 1, 4, 5, and 6. I may call out the verse number as we go. But please rise. Our entrance hymn is 257, O Come, O Come Emmanuel, verses 1 and 4 to begin with. Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess that we are tempted to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise for the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise, found on page 138 in the front of the hymnal. Page 138. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise this Advent season is hymn number 244. We sing verses 1 and 4 only at this time. Hymn number 244, verses 1 and 4.
The first reading for today is Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4 and 8 through 11. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. God has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display God's glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins, they shall raise up the former devastations, they shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. The Lord has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55, and we will read this responsively. And Mary said,
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
For the Lord has looked with favor on the lowliness of God's servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed.
For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name.
The Lord's mercy is for those who fear God from generation to generation.
The Lord has shown strength with his arm.
The Lord has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts.
The Lord has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly.
The Lord has filled the hungry with good things and the rich away empty.
The Lord has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy.
According to the promise the Lord made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading for today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. Rejoice always, praise without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in the Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace, God's self, sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord, Jesus the Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel for today, the third Sunday of Advent, the third Sunday of the new church year, Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, is from the Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe, trust, and have faith through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Judeans sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who are you? He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He answered, No. Then they said to him, Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord. As the prophet Isaiah said, Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet? John answered them, I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, but one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. This took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. You all thought you were going to see a Christmas program, but you're all a part of the Christmas program. In the readings and prayers that we just finished looking at the gospel, right following that is the hymns that you're going to sing. The kids are going to sing the first verse of the hymns, and then you're singing the verses that are printed there.
You have to look them up in the hymnal. Okay, we save the paper, save a web. So the hymns are listed in the reading of the prayers insert underneath the gospel reading that I just read, and the verses that you sing are listed there also.
The first narrator needs to start.
Christmas fills our hearts with joy as we think of gifts, light, and holiday spirit. But remember, Christmas means something more. It's the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us travel back to Bethlehem and share this story of his birth.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with his soon-to-be wife, being great with child.
Do you have any room in... any in the inn?
No, I am sorry. We are full. Try across the way.
Please, do you have any room in your inn for us?
We do not have... We have too many guests already. We have no room.
Do you have any room for us in your inn? We have come a long way, and my wife is with child.
All of our rooms are full. I have an empty stable out back. You may use it. It's not much, but it will give you some shelter.
Joseph, the baby will be coming soon. Let's please go to the stable.
Stop. And so it was that while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Fear not, for beyond, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in the manger.
And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they spread the word, saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all that had heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by them. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
Thank you.
Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen him, his star in the east, and are come to worship him.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And they came into the house. They saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gold and frankincense and myrrh.
As we think of the twinkling Christmas lights, let us remember the star that led us to the wise men to seek the Savior. When we give and receive gifts, stop to ponder what gifts you can give to the Christ child, for the spirit of Christmas is the spirit of love and of generosity and of goodness. It illuminates the picture windows of the soul, and we look out upon the world's busy life and become more interested in people than in things. The spirit of Christmas is something I hope all of us would have within our hearts and within our lives, not only this particular season, but also throughout the years. A wise Christian once urged, "Let us not spend Christmas, but let us keep Christmas in our hearts and in our lives."
Job.
Of course the lambs are, no, please stand by me. Of course the lambs are cute, and the donkey. I know why it's supposed to be a cow, right? If Santa Claus is listening, I want this outfit for Christmas. I love this outfit. You are wonderful. And more than a cow, he looks like a pygmy goat. I always say, instead of a dog, Shannon Worth, I talked to you about this, instead of a dog, Old English Doodle would be really cool though. Back row, Old English Doodle. And instead of a cat, I'm allergic to him, I want a pygmy goat. Wyatt, you are amazing. You are just amazing. You don't know it, but you're amazing. I don't know how to keep the ears on it. A pygmy goat, okay, you can switch it. Go ahead. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want that outfit. And Janice Carlson, you didn't hear me say that. I have a red cape. I want that outfit though. That's a win. Thank you, children and adults who participated in that. It's amazing. And thank you guys for singing so well. We missed one verse. Did you notice that? But that's okay. There's always, you always punch. Now that you're all seated, I invite you to stand for the confession of faith and the prayers of the church. Our confession of faith is found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal. Page 105 of the Apostles' Creed. God has made us the people of God through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today in the prayers of the church, remembering our prayers, our bishops, Elizabeth Eaton and Megan Manlove. This whole month of December, we remember the Southeastern Idaho Community Action Agency, better known as SECA. Nationally and around the world, as we enter into this next week, the fourth week of Advent and into Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we remember all the people who have been affected, who have lost property and lives due to the wars around the world and due to natural disasters, hurricanes, earthquakes, and flooding. And this is not the time of year when you don't want to have a home and you don't want to have Christmas gifts or a tree, but a lot of people do not have those things. So remember them in our prayers. And we certainly pray for all firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMTs, and first responders of each of these crises. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. With hope and expectation, we await God's day of restoration for the church and the whole world. Send forth your faithful people with words of promise, forgiveness, grace, and peace. Lord, in your mercy. Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. All creation signals your presence, O God. Reveal your majesty in mountain peaks, flowing rivers, dormant fields. Heal the earth where it longs for renewal. Bring wholeness to the earth and all your creatures. Lord, hear our prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. You desire peace and justice in the world. Let the nations tremble at your holy presence, that justice and liberation prevail in all corners of the earth. Provide relief for those in war-torn areas of the world. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Instead, let us show mercy, compassion, love, and hope to one another. Lord, hear our prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. As we enter into these holy days of Advent and Christmas, comfort your people and bring healing to all who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit. especially those we lift up before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Be with those who look to you for hope and healing. Be with those who are depressed, grieving, lonely, or isolated. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment. Give compassionate hearts to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Lord, hear our prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church and all of the ministries we are faithfully a part of. We give you thanks for the youth and adults who have shared with us the good news of Jesus' birth. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your joy, your love, your new life, and your hope. Lord, hear our prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you, especially those we lift up in our own hearts and minds. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into joy and new life and hope in you. Lord, hear our prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you for hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things or whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the third Sunday of the new church year, the third Sunday of Advent. Especially welcome to all of you who are here visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Marita Polson, Ann Casperson, Jordan Kress, Evelyn Bitterkoffer, Cameron Coopin, Doug Whitnaw, Thomas Kress, Danielle Norlin, Lee Kaysen. Happy anniversary this week to Matt and Melissa Bergmeister. Please read the announcements in the worship bulletin concerning the worship services for Sunday, December 24th, Christmas Eve. All are welcome to Christmas feast following worship this morning. We will pray the table prayer after the benediction and before the recessional hymn, so you may go right into the fellowship hall and go through the buffet line. We're going to show respect and Christmas cheer to our elders by allowing any and all people retirement age and older to go through the buffet line first. All families and children will follow them. If you need to sit down and do not want to wait for the line, you may go into the fellowship hall and find a seat and wait for the line to get smaller. The kitchen crew has asked that we announce that you please take your serving dishes and leftovers home following the dinner. Thank you. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections or additions to the ones found there? I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, Lord. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion.
Taylor Swift has got nothing on us. I got my roadies with me to help me. Yeah? I told him that. Yeah, they're the roadies. We're doing this Bible camp style, if you haven't noticed. The offertory prayer is found in your readings and prayers bulletin insert following the prayers of the church that we just prayed. I invite you to join in with me on the offertory prayer. Found somewhere, I don't know what page, there are no page numbers anywhere. You look for it. Offertory prayer. Let us pray. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Signed with your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of the one who gave himself for us, Jesus the Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I invite you to rise from the great thanksgiving in preparation for our Holy Communion. It's found on page 144 in the front of the hymnal. Page 144. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new, in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
table of Holy Communion at the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church, is open to all. And so you're all invited to come forward and receive the sacrament of the body and blood of our Lord. If you'd like to come forward for a blessing, I would ask that you don't hold your hands out, but just cross them across your chest, and you may receive a blessing. Or if you don't feel comfortable coming up at all, that's okay too. I won't come wrestle you. Those people ask me to come and commune them, but I won't wrestle you down or anything, I promise. So all is prepared.
Body of Christ. Body of praise. Body of praise is given for you. Body of praise is your love and rich. Body of praise is given for you. Body of praise is given for you. Body of praise, Lord.
Please rise for the blessing, the post-communion canticle is hymn number 208, and then the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
The post-communion canticle, hymn 208. Turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, russets, and Burbank, I think. and then dressing and everything that people brought. You're all invited to stay. There's enough room for everybody. There's enough food for everybody. I will only eat two platefuls instead of three, and so there'll be enough for everybody. But let us pray in preparation. We asked that the seniors, she was going to have me list them by age. I thought, I'm not going to get in trouble. All the 90-year-olds go first. All the 80-year-olds go next. I thought, all the elders. Okay, if you're an elder, retirement age or older, you are allowed to go through the line first. Okay, I'm going to greet everybody at the back door. So children and parents, don't run over our elders. We're going to respect them. Christmas cheer and let them eat first and be seated. If you want to, Joe, sit in the fellowship hall and just wait. That's fine, too, until all of us old fogies go through. Well, I'm 89, so there. That's why I get to eat three platefuls. So let's have a table prayer, and then we'll do the final hymn. I don't know what it is until I look at it, but let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for this day and for this hour. We give you thanks that your Holy Spirit is present here with us. We pray for those who have grown this food. We pray for those who have prepared this food and transported it for us. We pray for those who serve this food to us this day, that our bodies may be strengthened to do your will and work on earth. When people are hungry around the world, we give you thanks for food. When people are lonely and isolated and have no family or friends, we give you thanks for family and friends in our midst. Be with us this day as we feast together. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of your birth. Be with us as we leave this place that our travels and our homecomings may be safe and happy ones. All these things we pray in Christ's name, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay, the final hymn is final hymn is hymn number 289. Angels We Have Heard on High. We're singing all the verses. So hymn 289.
Here. It's so exciting. Go in peace, serve the Lord.